Let me tell you that you are listening to WSBF FM Clemson. Anything said or expressed by myself, a guest, or a caller does not necessarily represent the views of WSBF, Clemson University, or the Board of Trustees. Hi, I'm Reality Doug. My understanding of truth, my philosophy, is anchored on the axiom of credo, the axiom of identity, the axiom of causality, and the axiom of conservation. Because money grows on trees, you're on the legal tender plantation. Welcome to
this program was brought to you by Pico Computers, known for old-fashioned service. Pico's technicians are capable of installing antivirus software in your computer, recovering and backing up data, and repairing laptops and game consoles. If you're looking for computer systems, laptops, or network installation, Pico Computers can help either at your office or your home. Pico is located at 727 Church Street, Central, South Carolina, 1/2 mile from downtown Central, and 1 mile from 123 and Walmart. If you'd like to contact Pico Computers, the number is 639-2424.
Hello, baby. Yeah. Back to the second hour of Welcome to Reality. I really love it when you let me know you're out there. So please, if you wish, let me know with a flag on radioflag.com or the chat room at wsbf.net or call in and come on the air. And let's talk about these issues. Or do you want to leave the discussion of what's important to politics to the to the candidates for public office, to the talking heads of the media? This is your chance to air your opinion. So what is your opinion? And stating your opinion on the air forces you to have to formulate it. And I think that's good because you are probably an American citizen. So let's talk about this one's hard to talk about. Take Lorena Bobbitt. I don't know what justice she got, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't enough. Oh, if you can repair the injury by reattachment, oh, I guess that's not a big deal. Well, I have more self-respect for myself as a man and for my role as a man in society than to simply shrug that off and let these weak men wrap themselves in feminism like they're so special and wonderful and productive and helpful. So this is something I did not find out from mainstream media, and I'm quite disturbed about it. This is the case of a woman in California named Catherine K-I-E-U. Her last name used to be Becker because she was married. I assume she's divorced now. I hope so. She was apparently married to Mr. Becker, a 60-year-old. She, 48. Now, I had to look long and hard to find anything of detail on this case on a webpage. Anything that, like, the media would give you details where you could say more than just the sensationalism of a woman chopped off her husband's manhood and put it in a garbage disposal, turned on garbage disposal, and mutilated said manhood. But that's exactly what this Catherine Q did. So let's go off of the Daily Mail online from the United Kingdom. You see, if you want to get details in America, it helps to go to a foreign source. Now, I only can read English well, so I'm stuck pretty much with Australia and the United Kingdom. The United Kingdom with The Guardian and this here, the dailymail.co.uk. Sources of information, because they don't have the same pressures to comply with the government media complex because they're over there. So the American branch of the media government complex does not bear down on American propaganda because they're over there. So with the internet, we can do that. So this is from UK Mail Online. It's entitled, quote, "He Deserved It," end quote, subtitled, "Woman Who Drugged Husband and Cut Off His," I can't tell you what, "Pleads Not Guilty." Then the bullet points: Catherine Q given $1 million bail and could get life behind bars for attack. Followed argument over husband's male friend staying at divorcing couple's home. Q told police her husband, quote unquote, deserved it. Yes, this is the empowerment of women, apparently, as you will see. I will back that up. So it says, a woman who faces life in prison for allegedly drugging her husband before cutting off something or other with a kitchen knife and grinding it up in a garbage disposal reportedly told police, quote unquote, he deserved it. Catherine Q, 48, is said to have made her 60-year-old husband dinner at their California home earlier this month and poison him in the food to make him pass out. When Mr. Becker, when the husband awoke, he was tied up in bed, couldn't move, while his wife took a 10-inch knife to his groin area before throwing something into the garbage disposal and turning on the garbage disposal, according to the police. It says that Mrs. Q, I don't know how that's, I guess that could be his last name too, Mrs. Q pleaded not guilty to aggravated mayhem as Orange County Superior Court Judge Deborah Carrillo set bail at $1 million. So a woman judge was drawn. Bad luck for him. Maybe. The couple, who married in late 2009, were involved in divorce proceedings, and the horrific attack followed an argument over the husband having a male friend around to stay at the house, according to prosecutors. So, Q, this is important. We don't get enough from mainstream media. This is important. Q appeared briefly in a blue jail jumpsuit with chains rattling as she walked. Her long, dark hair blocked portions of her face, and she answered Carilio's questions, that's the judge, Carilio's questions through a Vietnamese language interpreter. She can't even testify in English. Or perhaps receive instruction in English. That tells me she is foreign born. Apparently in Vietnam. So we have a 48-year-old Vietnamese woman divorcing a 60-year-old man in California. They're living together while they divorce. He apparently deserved it, according to her, and she mutilated him to the point that there would be no reattachment, as with the case of John Wayne Bobbitt. I'm going to scroll down here, but the important point is that she had to have an interpreter, a Vietnamese to English interpreter. So what does that say about the situation? Now, I can guess maybe she was trying to get her American citizenship, and he divorced her before she could get her citizenship. And maybe she was upset about that. But my question is, why would he divorce her and let her live with him like that? It's my understanding that the home was the man's. I read that somewhere online. The husband... Oh, by the way, the severed organ could not be reattached. It was too mutilated by the garbage disposal. Nice work. The husband told police she served him a tofu dinner, which tasted, quote-unquote, metallic. And he went to bed at about 9 p.m. feeling tired. While he was sleeping, Q tied the victim's legs and arms to the four corners of the bed with nylon ropes. When he woke up, and this is the key, she woke him up so he would see it being done. He would be cognizant. This is the perverse cruelty. She wants to damage him with psychologically, emotionally, as much as possible. Or why else would she do it? She tied him down, drugged him, tied him down, served him dinner, drugged his food, tied him down, and then woke him up, got a 10-inch kitchen knife, and while he was awake to know what was happening, did what she did. Then she went to the kitchen, and I'm sure he heard a motor running, and he knew what was going on. So that's something not reported in mainstream media that I saw. Now, maybe over in California it was, but I had no idea. Of course, less and less do I watch TV. I get my news more and more by surfing the internet and using my brain on what I think is important and realistic. And I use Socrates' idea of self-consistency. The truth has to be consistent with itself and with observations of reality. So the Socratic method is to have students say, well, I believe A. Well, then he has them go to B. If you believe A, then you must believe B, because B, because of causality, B comes from A. So he gets them to like a D. And then if D conflicts with A, he says, well, what you believe is wrong somewhere, because you, by tying it all together, it has to be self-consistent, and we follow a path from A, B, C, D, then D is inconsistent with A, so what's wrong? And that's how you become wise. So that's a good way to determine truth as you get older and learn from your experiences. Turns out that there is a Facebook page, Free Catherine Q. Becker, and I'll read it to you. This page is dedicated to Catherine Q. Becker, who we believe should be set free to receive the proper care and help she needs. Haters will be blocked, banned, and negative, offensive material will be deleted. So you can join the Free Catherine Q. Becker, whatever it is, on Facebook. Isn't that nice? And you can also look at registerher.com. This is from the Manosphere. Register-her.com. This has all the suspects. You know, the false rape accusers, the female rapists, the, what do you call this? The violent offenders. Yes, Catherine Q. Becker would fall under the category of violent offender. So, what's interesting is we get more accurate and meaningful details from a daytime talk show than we get from mainstream media. From at least what I see from the web pages out here, I got this video, and thank you to those people who post videos on YouTube and anywhere else where we can pass information and know what's going on. Kudos to you. Kudos to you. So what I'm going to attempt to do, they use a word apparently on daytime TV that I don't feel comfortable allowing to go out on the broadcast airwaves. So I'm going to attempt to bleep it out. So let's see how this goes, shall we? Here, let me see here. I'm playing around with this first of all, okay? Let me just see how this goes.
Big warning.
You know what? It's a good idea if I play a song right now. Set this up. It's going to be something, shall we say. So, let's play Pink Mink from the album Pink Mink. This song is called Shot Down. Shot Down by Pink Mink. That was Pink Mink, Shot Down from the album Pink Mink. So I have things set up. This is an experiment. I imagine the rules that apply to me here could be different than the rules that apply to the ladies on the talk. The show that replaced As the World Turns on one of the major network channels. So this is going to be an experiment with the cough button to censor what goes out over the air. Although I think if we use it in an intelligent way, of course, what is that? So I'm going to bleep stuff out. And if it gets really choppy, it's because I had to go to the dump button. I will try to be surgical with the cough button, but if I fail to do that, then I have to do it with the dump button. So here we go with this experiment.
What did we put in the water for that?
Men out there,
brace yourselves, because we're about to go there, because
this woman. We're about to go there because this woman.
All right, let me make sure I got full volume going on here. Seemed to be a little. Yeah, that's all I got. That's max volume, folks. Hope it's working out. Let's try this again. Here we go.
What did we put in the water for?
I don't know.
Men?
Remember, this is from The Talk. This aired sometime in 2000. I think it's 2010, but it could be 2011. Let me check here. Right. Two thousand eleven, from an episode of The Talk, a daytime show on a major network channel here in the U.S. of A. And they didn't bleep. I'm bleeping. They didn't.
Out there,
brace yourselves, because we're about to go there, because
this woman, we're about to go there because this woman allegedly did, according to the Orange County DA, into the garbage disposal.
All right. Let me try that again. My nerves are getting the better of me. Let's try to make this work. It's very important to the truth, to the politics. All right, let's try this again, shall we? Right here.
According to the Orange County DA's office, Catherine Q. Becker is accused of cutting off her husband's knife, throwing it into the garbage disposal.
Are you getting that, Matt? She's been charged with felony. Okay, and when you hear that laughter, Sharon Osbourne is taking her finger and imitating the rotating action of a garbage disposal with a smirky smile on her face, by the way.
Torture and aggravated mayhem. Police say Becker attacked him because he filed for divorce.
You see how you're getting the news here? You're actually getting the news on The Talk. The reason why she did it, he was getting a divorce. And I will argue that women don't want marriage as much as they want the wedding. We have raised princesses to the point that, I don't want to have to work now that we have a marriage. Anyhow.
Being held, she goes, that'll teach him.
That's funny. That'll teach him, wanting to get a divorce, huh?
Filed for divorce. She's being held. She goes, that'll teach him. She is being held in a California jail while her husband remains in the hospital.
I bet you that those prison guards are wearing one of those. What are those things that footballers wear? Those metal cups.
Oh, yeah, that the athletes wear.
Yes, yes.
Jockstraps.
Cups. I mean, I don't know the circumstances. I don't know why he filed for divorce. I don't know what was going on between them. However, I do think it's quite fabulous. I mean...
Quote, I do think it's quite fabulous. This is your equality. In the voting booth between men and women, I think this is fabulous. If a man said that, he wouldn't be in the country anymore. He would be in hiding, like George Zimmerman in hiding. Even though blacks are more likely to kill whites than whites are likely to kill blacks, and George Zimmerman is not even white. He's Hispanic. He's a bit of a mix, and he's part black if you go back a couple generations. But anyway, here's the double standard. We're being socially engineered, folks. So listen to what Sharon Osbourne says again. I don't know all the names of these ladies. Listen again to this nonsense.
Why he filed for divorce, I don't know what was going on between them. However, I do think it's quite fabulous. I mean... I mean, can you just imagine that thing whizzing around the disposal? It's like hysterical. But, however, I think I would have just, depending on why she cut it off. I mean, it does depend on the reasons why.
Does it?
Oh, thank you, Ambassador Sharon Osbourne, for that diplomatic answer.
But, however, I think I would have just, depending on why she cut it off. I mean, it does depend on the reasons why.
Does it?
Standards.
What would be an acceptable reason?
I'll think of one. I would have just thrown it in the dog's bowl.
Why does the dog have to suffer?
Chewing on it.
Well, remember the Lorena Bobbitt, the Bobbitt case where she kind of did that first.
I like candles by her picture.
Yeah. You love Bobbitt. Well, at least she didn't put it in the garbage disposal, so there was a, they went and they found it in a field somewhere, and they were able to reattach it. But once you put it...
Quite kind. Yes, Lorena Bobbitt, a generous feminist. Thank you so much. A generous, liberated woman.
In the garbage disposal, I guess there's no reattaching that bit.
Was she like, oh, I cut it up, but that's not enough. I'm going to throw it in the garbage disposal.
And
like,
then turn it
off.
She
wasn't satisfied by just cutting it off.
I don't know that there's anything that my husband could do to make me that mad, though.
Oh, I can think of some.
Really?
Girl power.
All right, like what?
Girl power.
No, it's actually not funny. I just said that to be funny. But there are things that I don't want to say because we're laughing about it and it's fun, that I can think of one thing.
Okay, kids, can you think of one thing that would make it acceptable for a man to mutilate a woman? Can we justify female circumcision if we are civilized? Can we justify lopping off one of a woman's bosoms? That's not even a sexual part. Can you justify that? Do you hear these women with their emotions, thinking in terms of their wise, womanly emotions?
That a man can do that I would consider chopping up his stuff.
Mm. Oh my goodness. What is it?
Cheating.
No, it's not cheating.
No, like it's, I think I got it.
No, I hear you.
What is it?
Like a bad crime kind of thing. But I was also thinking, like, I wonder what their fights were like before this. Like,
that's a good point.
What their fights were like, if you don't take out the trash, I'm going to cut
it. Right, did he see it coming? Yeah, right. Were there signs?
But allegedly, there's so much premeditation. There's poisoning the food or drugging him and tying him up. And then when the police got there, she was like, he deserved it. He's in there. Right. That's what she said.
Who was the police?
She did.
Oh, that was nice.
Oh, yeah. You hear this? I explained what she did. She tied him up, woke him up, used a 10-inch kitchen knife, because he deserved it. And you hear what Sharon Osbourne just said?
Deserved it. He's in there. Right. That's what she said.
Who was the police?
She did.
Oh, that was nice.
There's something I want to point out, though, not to be like a total buzzkill, but it is a little bit like sexist. Like if somebody cut a woman's breast off, no one would be sitting laughing. Like it's not that.
Thank you.
Right to sit around laughing about it if we think about it.
It's different, though.
It is different.
One's floppy and wide. One just sticks up like that. It's easy to do that.
Some are floppy. Both.
All right, you get the point. Well, apparently, some of the executives over there at that television station decided that there should be an apology. That's the impression I got. So here's a bit of apology that came perhaps the next day, I'm not sure. Let's see how this one goes.
Hello and welcome to The Talk. Welcome to The Talk. Last Thursday on the show, we talked about Catherine Q. Becker, the woman making headlines for allegedly cutting off her husband. It was a free-flowing conversation, and we all weighed in.
Well, no, I would like to say something that I do not condone genital mutilation.
What?
I would like to say something that I do not condone genital mutilation.
Me neither. Yeah. If I slapped a woman, I'd go to jail.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Look, you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're talking to me that
way. What I know about Sharon and the ladies at the table is that we really mean no harm when we say things. Sharon is the person who says things, we all laugh, she means no harm by it. So I know that about every one of you. There's no ill intent, but it's not easy doing a live show 5 days a week, and we wish we can say the right thing all the time, but we can't. It's hard. We can't look good all the time. We can't say the right thing. We can't.
So let me give my take on that, because I do radio, and yes, you have to be on guard all the time to censor yourself in what you say. And so you're doing a show. It's live in front of a studio audience if it's not live on the air. She's absolutely right. It is difficult. Yet, why would there be this slip up at all? The reason why is because it's in the nature of some of these women to make talk like that, to make jokes like that. It's in their nature. And women are not going to respect a man they could take advantage of. And this 60-year-old with a Vietnamese woman who mutilated him, they do not respect. At least I get that impression. So what is a woman's nature? What is a man's nature? Do we have a nature, or are we a blank slate? The idea of a blank slate that you can just re-educate into whatever utopia is foolish and wrong. You have to program learning. The human mind has to have some assumptions built in to make learning work at all, just like your computer has to have some hardwired mechanisms in place so that learning is possible, whatever you want the document to be for your word processor, whatever you want the graphic to be in your graphic application, that sort of thing. So let's put it in perspective. So you decide. That's my perspective. You decide for yourself. Let's play the rest of this apology.
We can say the right thing all the time, but we can't. It's hard. We can't look good all the time. We can't say the right thing. We can't be funny all the time. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have looked at you when I said that. But
maybe just, you wanted just my comfort because you're not funny all the time.
Yes, I did. Thank you. Thank you for picking me up, sister.
Oh, no, thank
yeah,
you.
You're welcome.
I do not condone genital mutilation, and I didn't mean any harm by laughing about it. And I'm sorry that I offended people, because that's not my intention or the intention of this show. It's right. Not what we're about.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So yeah. I apologize.
Well said.
Thank you.
And thank
yeah.
you for speaking from your heart, Sharon.
Thank you.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. Yes, we are moving on. So that was some interesting stuff. I thought about the battle between the sexes. There is a natural tension between the way women want it and the way men want it, and it goes down to our genes, and it is inherent in the contest of sexual reproduction. So stack up all the matriarchal societies in history and all the patriarchal societies in history and ask yourself which one is viable and which one is not viable. So I wonder what you're saying out there on radioflag.com, or if you want to call in, it's 864-656-9723. Let's see. Nothing on radio flag. Guess I scared people with something surprising, but I guess it happened. And live chat. Nothing there, but I'm not sure the live chat is working right, or it could be just the way it's displayed on this computer. So an arrangement that's a little different than what we usually have because one of our computers is down. So let me recover from that. And we got about 40 minutes left, unless I decide to run over, but I'm feeling exhausted from all that. I did want to talk about the banking system and the way the Federal Reserve cooperates with certain private businesses, you know, like Bank of America, you know, the big banks that seem to have big buildings in every city and seem to be too big to fail, you know, Goldman Sachs and all these others, and how they work with the Federal Reserve to make our economy work more effectively. But apparently, our economy does not include me and probably does not include you. That's another rant. But let's move on to some music, because I scared so many of you away. But for those of you who have decided to listen, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for having the guts, the backbone. Whether you agree or disagree, that the fact that you have the backbone to listen to my ideas and arguments and think for yourself, that's a credit to you, especially in the context of the herd, of the politically useful idiot who just believes what the group says to believe and thinks in terms of we. Bah, bah. So kudos to you. And now let's play. Artist is called Figure 45. From the album The Open Moment. And let's play. Let's play Hard to Keep Track of by Figure 45. That was relaxing. Again, that was Figure 45, and the song was called Hard to Keep Track. Now then, did you ever stop to consider how lawyers have divided and conquered us? This Catherine Q. Becker case really exemplifies that there can be complete, total conflict in a divorce. But there shouldn't be conflict in a divorce. Well, it's unavoidable at times, but why should it be the default? The default is that you each get a lawyer and battle it out. Who wins? The house wins. The lawyers who have rigged the law win. Most legislators are lawyers, by the way. So we have this idea of collaborative law, where the couple getting the divorce actually collaborates. Now, they could collaborate each with a separate lawyer in the same room, or they could collaborate with the same lawyer. But of course, collaborating with the same lawyer would save money and have to show character that we Americans typically do not have. But my point is to challenge your basic assumptions. Your basic assumptions that men and women really don't think differently, or a basic assumption of whatever your religious beliefs are or your atheist beliefs are. What are your basic assumptions and why are they right? So test your assumptions based on your observations and try to come up with the best assumptions you can. I think it'd be nice if we could collaborate on our divorces as well as we collaborate on getting married, but apparently lots of people don't plan and ask logical questions. It used to be we had courtship, and courtship forced people to be logical. But without courtship, because women are equal, they can decide who they want to sleep with and when, because they know best. And so dating has degenerated into seduction. It has degenerated into welfare moms with four kids having middle-class lives while many of you do not, because you have been cockled as a taxpayer through the state, who is now the husband of these women, and the population quality changes. So the poor aspects of the population will breed and breed and breed, and then there will be a cry for controlling the population, and that just makes us domesticated, and we are dividing humanity in those who are human and free and those who are domesticated and kept. And that's the direction we're going. And not only have women gotten the right to vote, and we have had all these waves of feminism where we're going to have equal results, and women now make more money than men. If you compare apples to apples, women make slightly more money than men. And if you take what the average woman makes and what the average man makes, yes, a man makes a bit more. But it's because men choose jobs that are more difficult and thus pay more. So the idea of men getting paid more has to do with the jobs men will do, like work on an oil rig. So as men are more and more not willing to work like dogs for nothing, you're going to see even that manipulatively reported gap decline, I predict. So I was telling you about The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins. And there's an interesting, he says that human society is most analogous in birds, because birds have imperfect monogamy. They have cheating with monogamy. So he says that the chimpanzees and bonobos do not reflect the relationship between the sexes as well as birds. And what's interesting with a bird is that a bird will typically, for its species, if it has a certain way of doing things, it will lay a certain number of eggs. Why? Natural selection is why. If a bird lays too many eggs to supply food, care, and shelter for that many eggs, it's going to spoil the whole brood. It's possible that none of them will get enough to do well and they all die. So you could spread your resources too thin by having 10 eggs. Or you could be too conservative and just have one or two eggs when you could have had three or four make it. So each species, through evolution, through natural selection, has developed a strategy that fits its environment, and it will have a clutch of a particular size. So that size is very specific, and it's regulated by the two opposing forces of death, because resources are too thin for that quantity, and not even trying. Enter the welfare state, the nanny state. Now we don't let the worst of us fail at survival and reproduction. That crowds out the best of us, and that means there is no limit to clutch size based on your ability. If you consume more than you produce, your clutch size should ultimately be zero. But that's not what we're doing now. We are crowding out individual merit, initiative, capacity to produce and add to this country by the virtue of need. So just as it is unnatural to have welfare, it is also unnatural to have control of parenting and control of reproduction. So the government is going to give us freedom through reproduction control and parenting control, just like they are giving us freedom through welfare. And that's interestingly addressed by The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins. On page 116, he says, according to Lack, therefore, individuals regulate their clutch size for reasons that are anything but altruistic. They are not practicing birth control in order to avoid overexploiting the group's resources. They are practicing birth control in order to maximize the number of surviving children they actually have, an aim which is the very opposite of that which we normally associate with birth control. And that's what happens when you have centralized government control. Now let's go to pages 117 and 118 on The Selfish Gene by Richard Dawkins. In nature, parents who have more children than they can support do not have many grandchildren, and their genes are not passed on to future generations. There is no need for altruistic restraint in the birth rate because there is no welfare state in nature. Any gene for overindulgence is promptly punished. The children containing that gene starve. Since we humans do not want to return to the old selfish ways, where we let the children of two large families starve to death, we have abolished the family as a unit of economic self-sufficiency. Let me remind you, we have also eliminated the family as a unit of political power, which would be grassroots power. If the men in the rank and file don't have power, that means the men of the elite have the power. You see, women are being used to destroy the strength of the grassroots rank and file and of the middle class. So it's really a man's world. It's just a New World Order man's world. It is not woman's America. It seems like it's woman's America, but not actually. It's certainly not a rank and file man's America. The political power and the economic power, which are tied together, of the family unit has been destroyed. And it's interesting to hear Ann Coulter talk about the statistics relating to the children of single mothers and how they tend to be criminals and maladjusted. But some others say, no, they're well-adjusted. But is our society well-adjusted to survival in the real world? That's a very good question. All right, so in doing so, since we humans do not want to return to the old selfish ways where we let the children of two large families starve to death, we have abolished the family as a unit of economic self-sufficiency and substituted the state. But the privilege of guaranteed support for children should not be abused. Well, how do you do that, pray tell? It shouldn't be abused. But if you have it, who decides what abuse is and is not? Look at natural selection. You're promoting it. You're underwriting it, period. Should not be abused. Okay. Then he goes on. Contraception is sometimes attacked as unnatural, quote unquote, unnatural. So it is very unnatural. The trouble is, so is the welfare state. I think that most of us believe the welfare state is highly desirable. But you cannot have an unnatural welfare state unless you also have unnatural birth control. The welfare state is perhaps the greatest altruistic system the animal kingdom has ever known. But any altruistic system is inherently unstable because it is open to abuse by selfish individuals, ready to exploit it. Individual humans who have more children than they are capable of rearing are probably too ignorant in most cases to be accused of conscious malevolent exploitation. Powerful institutions and leaders who deliberately encourage them to do so seem to me less free from suspicion. So yeah, this guy, Richard Dawkins, wrote that in The Selfish Gene, another good book like The Red Queen by Matt Ridley. So, yeah, those are my thoughts on feminism and relationship between men and women and patriarchy versus matriarchy. And the politics of matriarchy and patriarchy are very, very different. So, yes, no one called in. I guess I'm not talking enough about sports or something. I guess I'm not talking enough about how your kindergarten children are finger painting with the best of them lately. So, I guess we should just chill out. Let's see. Any announcements today? Nope. I see a fish and no announcements. Let me remind you, you are listening to WSBF FM Clemson. And let me further remind you, anything said or expressed by myself, a guest, or a caller does not necessarily represent the views of WSBF, Clemson University, or the Board of Trustees, because money grows on trees, controlled by the elite bankers and the government. You can't compete with your money. Welcome to reality. By Fabian Degrees. Go look up Fabian Window and look at what's on the Fabian Window. Go get an image of it and read what's on it. Know what the Fabian Window is all about. That's what I'm leaving you with today. Thank you for being with me. Now I'm going to turn it over to Automation. It's been a pleasure bringing you a talk show. Welcome to reality for the last 2 hours. Anybody say anything on Radio Flag? I don't see anything in the chat room at WSBF.net. No. Okay. So that will be my show. Take it away, Mr. Automation.